Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII. House and House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Mary Audia, Executive Director of Wedge, about their year in review. Thank you for meeting with me this morning.
Sure.
Go ahead and tell me who you are and who you are here representing.
You bet. My name is Mary Audia. I'm here with Washington Economic Development Group. I'm the executive director.
Very good. And we are doing a year in review kind of recap, me being new to the area and to this position. I really do need this. So go ahead and kind of walk me through what's happened this last year.
Sure. So it's been a busy year. There's a lot going on in Washington. But just to give you a little bit of a kind of a background on Wedge and what we do, we're a nonprofit, and what we do is promote an environment for sustained economic development here in this area. Some of the things underneath that would be like strengthening our organization, business retention. So if we've got local businesses, we want to be able to support them and make sure that they're growing and meeting their needs. Attraction. We like to attract new companies to this area, and we've been successful in that for the past number of years. We also work on workforce. So issues or challenges that our local companies are having, we do a lot of workforce meetings and collaborations with state partners, with local partners to try to help solve some of the challenges of workforce. Housing is a big issue. And so we're consistently working on different housing solutions. I can kind of summarize some of the fun projects that we've had in the past few years. Childcare, we've got an 844 slot deficit here in Washington County. So we did a study here about a year ago and found out that we are short childcare slots. So we're still working on that. And finally, just supporting our community and working with our community partners, you know, to enhance this area, just make it better for everybody. And the thing with my position, I'm countywide. My office is here in Washington, but you'll see me all throughout the county. In Kelowna, I'm in Wellman, I'm in Riverside, I'm down in Brighton, kind of all over the place. So if you're trying to find me, the best way is via email, because I'm always go, go, go. So we were able to attract a large manufacturing company here to Washington. That was last year. And the way they found us, there's this system, it's called the LOIS system, Location One Information Systems. And what that is, it's kind of realtor.com. So like if you guys are looking for a house, you punch in, I want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. So it's the same for this type of a site in that they put in, I need rail access, I need a warehouse, I need, and then they look for us from all across the globe. So that's how this company found us. And now they moved in and are getting all set up, and hopefully they're going to start hiring probably about 70 positions by this next year. We've also been able to do some road paving. We haven't done it ourselves, but helped to collaborate on that effort. And it was through Premier One, and this was a couple years ago. They're a sheep products company. They were having tons and tons of semis coming and going on these gravel roads. It just wasn't safe. And so there was a big collaboration between like the Department of Transportation, Washington County, Wedge, you know, our supervisors, our engineering, and Premier One to see what kind of solutions we could come up with. We were able to get them a $250,000 RISE grant, and that's specifically for like paving roads and improving road conditions. So it was a really, really good project. And then it was like overall $2.2 million. So the county and Premier One, you know, took care of the rest of that. But at least we were able to help them get this grant for $250,000. For workforce, there's a program that we work with Kirkwood Community College. It's called the 260E program. It's a high quality jobs program. So depending on the amount that they pay, like if a company here locally pays X amount of dollars and then has awesome benefits to go with that, when they go to hire them, they can work with Kirkwood and get some tax credits. So because of that, the local businesses have been utilizing this program, and it's been, let's see, about 84 jobs fit into that category, which brought in about $1.1 million in tax credits to this area. So it's been really beneficial to this area. And then housing, there is housing stuff going on all over this county. It's so cool. The first one that comes to mind is NLW. That's right over here by Brava Roof Tile. So that was a collaboration between the City of Washington, White Cell Properties, and Wedge, because White Cell decided they were going to move out of town. So they basically said, why don't you take this, Wedge and the city? So we started working together and decided that the city would take over the housing part and we would take over attracting industry to that building. So we continue to collaborate on that. We brought Brava Roof Tile in, and then the city's got an awesome housing development over there. So it's kind of a double win situation in that regard. Childcare, one of the things that we really enjoyed working on with a collaboration of people was a childcare that's in Ainsworth. So they moved into the old elementary school in Ainsworth, and they have room for like 49 kiddos. And so that helps with that 844 deficit that we have in Washington County. We were able to get them a $27,000 child care challenge grant to kind of help with their expenses. So very proud of that and super proud of our ag sector. You know, they just continue to be our backbone of our community. We've also had a lot of like renewable energy products coming online too that can partner with some of our local ag. And then finally, we're starting our 3-year pledge drive. Hopefully people will join us and continue this forward momentum that we have here with Wedge and all our wonderful partners in this community. So that's a long answer.
But Jen, that's exactly what I was looking for, to get up to date, because like I said, yeah, I'm still very new, and yeah, it's good to hear all the excellent things that are happening in Washington County.
Yeah, we are so lucky here. I just don't think people realize how much is going on here.
Thank you.
You bet.
That was Mary Audia joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Wedge's year in review. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.